It's time for North Posey Viking Basketball. Tonight's broadcast on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com is brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center.
Welcome into North Posey Basketball Coaches Show, live from North Posey High School. I'm Jordan Fisher, joined by the head coach of the girls' basketball team, Kevin Kolb. Rusty Seymour, the coach of the boys' team, will join us here in a little bit in the second segment. But Coach Kolb, certainly a good weekend for you, a pair of wins, including your most recent one on Saturday over Till City by a score of 49-27. That's three straight wins now, six of your last seven. And then you guys got the sectional pairings, which we'll get going into here in a little bit on Sunday. But certainly, I think a successful weekend for you.
Yeah, I definitely agree. We played really well. We did something we've been talking about, trying to control the game, play at our tempo and our pace, both offensively and defensively. And like I was telling you beforehand, we rebounded and then had I think it was three or four straight games with 115 assists. So we're sharing the ball really well as well.
And I want to go into the the Tell City game, especially Tecumseh. You guys moved the ball really well. We had a long conversation after the game on the air in a post game interview. But Tell City, you guys went 49-27, and you were telling me, because I wasn't there to see it, but Chris was, held Tell City to 8 points in the first half. Correct?
That's correct.
So yeah. Certainly a great defensive effort there.
Yeah, definitely. And one of the things that we've done a really good job of this year is coming out and holding their leading scorer well below their average in the first half. And so whether or not they score points in the second half, and Tell City's scorers picked it up in the second half, allowed us to build a lead and build some confidence, and then so able to carry that on through the game.
Well, that was the second fewest amount of points you had allowed on the season. Your previous, I guess you could call it season low or season high, depending on how you want to look at it. You only allowed 19 points against Pike Central, and it went back on January the 18th. But then we move forward to Sunday, and you guys have the pairing show, and we talked a little bit about how you were excited to go through that for the first time. Just what was your reaction to being there with all the girls and seeing the kind of the party unfold and then see the bracket unveiled?
We had a good time. Coach Daly hosted the party out of her house. I had food and drinks and things like that, played some games, good camaraderie, asked the young ladies, if there was anybody they wanted to play, who would it be? And it was Mater Dei, and so I was happy to see them in the first round. I know there's some competitive spirit between the two groups, both being out here on the west side and, growing up together and competing against together. And so I'm sure they're happy to see us. We're happy to see them, and we'll go at it.
So the first time you two matched up was 64-50. You guys won that game here at North Posey High School. This next time, it'll be up at Forest Park in a neutral site setting. It looks like you guys are slated for a 5:30 Central Time tip-off on February the 5th up there in Ferdinand. How do you think the neutral court might play a difference compared to being on your home court, if it does at all?
Well, I think it definitely plays. We went to Southridge earlier this year and didn't shoot it very well, didn't play very well. And so traveling, it always hurts. The bus rides, I told my team this, it's so tough to play on the road because you're not in your routine. If you're in the pros, you're living out of a hotel, practicing in hotels, not eating at your house. In the pros, they got trainers, personal trainers, chefs that bring. But here, we got to take an hour-long bus ride after school. Their minds wind down. The energy starts to drop off. Lunch was at 11 o'clock. All those things play a factor. And so how do we get off the bus and get ready to go? And then we win the first one. We may have to do it two or three days in a row. Well, actually, every game the rest of the season outside of tomorrow night is a road game. And so if we want to be successful, we got to figure that out. And Coach Seymour, every high school basketball coach, every coach period, that's the struggle. How do you get off the bus and be ready to go? And one of it's getting your mind ready, but the other part's getting your legs loose after an hour and a half long bus drive. And so things we'll talk about with our coaching staff, what we need to eat, what our walkthrough is going to look like, our pregame, to try to get the blood flowing. And so I think it, and as a neutral court, we're both going to experience trying to overcome that obstacle. As far as shooting goes, we've shot around 40% all year, no matter where we played. And so I think the biggest obstacle is just, you know, being ready to play.
Well, a unique aspect of the close of your season is that the final two opponents of the regular season is going to be the team you would potentially match up with, assuming if you do beat Mater Dei, then you'd play the winner of South Spencer and Forest Park. So how do you kind of navigate that as far as trying to fill them out? Because they're not going to show you a whole lot, but you also don't want to show them a whole lot for a potential second round matchup.
Yeah, I know that's a lot of people's philosophy, but we're going to just come out there and do what we do. You know, I don't want to change it up and make it get too specialized or worry about changing the plays because they've watched our last four games and we run the same stuff. If you can play good defense and guard our offense, then our hats are off to you. But, you know, every play's got a read and react situation. And so we hope by simplifying it, we know how to react when they take one thing away and move on to the next option. Defensively, we're not going to change a whole lot. We want to get up on you and pressure you. Now, there may be somebody we choose to deny the ball, and if we were going to make that adjustment, I wouldn't do it in the next two games. You know, we may face them in the second round. But, you know, that's yet to be seen. If somebody comes out and scores 30 points on us, and I'm sure they have the talent to do it, then we may have to keep the ball out of their hands. But as far as what we've been doing the last, you know, 3 months, it's going to be more of the same. We want to get up on you, play fast, and do a good job sharing the ball, which these young ladies do.
And confidence is something you've talked about throughout the year whenever we've talked, either here or just in person off the air. And it seems like that seems to continue here is you just want to say, we're going to play our game. If you beat us, you beat us. And I think that's got to be an extra boat of confidence for the girls, knowing that you have that confidence in them and that really you trust them not to waver.
Yeah, definitely. And we've talked about the reason why we do it, you know. The few times we've tried to, me as a coaching staff, be cute, it hasn't worked well. Now, we've won some of those games, but doing what we do is, you know, if we're going to lose, let's do what we practice every day. Let's not go try to be tricky and then come out and struggle and be aggravated with ourselves that, man, we've been practicing this for the last 3 months and then it doesn't work out. And so trying to figure that out, you know, and not to say we won't throw wrinkles in on plays, you know, that's going to happen. It's got to happen. And there's a couple out there that we're starting to go over. You know, we went over an offense tonight where, you know, it's more of a situational thing. There's 3 minutes left and we got a 4-point lead. There's no shot clock in Indiana. Mm-hmm. And so that's not my style of play. I want to play fast and have them out running and scoring a lot of points. But at the end of the day, it's about winning at this point. And so can we hold the ball for 30 seconds to get a layup? And maybe we have to do that two or three times coming up here to get a W. And if that's the case, you know, I'm willing to do about anything I can to make sure our team advances to the next round. So,
because at this point, it seems like you said, especially when you hit sectionals, it doesn't matter whether you win 60-50 or 40-30. As long as you're able to try to walk away with the victory, then that's what matters the most. Because at this point, it'll be survive and advance. And really, you're 6 wins away from a potential state championship. And I know that sounds lofty, but we talked earlier in the season, our very first coaches show, and you said that's what you wanted the goal to be, was trying to make it to the state championship.
Yep, definitely. I know, you know, I looked at a regional pairing last night, and there's two or three teams in the other regional that would be stacked, or the other sectional that we'd match up against that are in the top 10 in the state. And then, you know, the South Knox, North Knox regional, you know, have to play one of those teams. That would be, well, if we were able to advance out of our sectional, that'd be a semi-state matchup. Like, there's a lot of good basketball teams. Mm-hmm. And so when you start looking at them, and there are a lot of good basketball teams, they have a lot of good players. And so whoever makes it out of our sectional is going to have to go up against some really good basketball players, both, you know, in the regional and then at semi-state to get to the state finals. And, you know, Ellie Bogue at South Knox, everybody's heard that name, all-time leading scorer. The Owens girl that plays for Austin that's in the regional, she's scoring almost 30 points a game, sophomore or junior. And so she's a dynamic guard. And so, you know, it's no secret moving forward, we're going to really focus on defense the next couple weeks, having an intensity and idea of what we want to do. We worked on communication and guarding ball screens today. That's how Spencer sets a couple. They got some flare screen actions and worked on those things, but that's all going to transition into what we're working on anyways. And, you know, you talked about being in the on-the-road environment at Forest Park. it doesn't matter what gym we're shooting in, but our defense travels, you know, and we could be off. But if we can hold them, you know, 30, 40 points, then we've got a shot at winning that every night.
So one player you're going to be getting back here shortly is Ellie Johnson. She's obviously a big part of your team, point guard, one of the better players, I think, defensively as far as creating steals and creating turnovers and getting those transition opportunities that you like so much. How do you kind of balance getting her back ingrained in the game after she's missed a few games off? There's going to naturally be a little bit of rust from sitting out. And also making sure you don't overwork her, knowing that you need her here in, you know, a week and a half for that first game against Mater Dei.
Yeah, that's a good question. A couple different things. Right now she's kind of under the weather as well. And so she practiced today. She's going to be ready to go tomorrow. And so we're going to work her in. She'll be a sub off the bench. As far as whether or not, you know, she gets back into the starting role, we'll talk with the coaches and the captains about that and get a good feel for it. But all season long, whether she fills that void or not, as a starter, we've had 7 or 8 girls that we've rotated through based on the matchups. Mm-hmm. And so, I was telling you earlier, we've played the last 3 or 4 games without her. I think 4 games. And we're 3-1. And so we need an extra ball handler. But they learned to play without her, mm-hmm. Take care of the rock. I talked about, you know, 15 assists, so we're sharing it. And then having one more wing on the floor. We've done a little better job on the rebounding. And so Mallory, you know, sometimes she gets the burden of bringing the ball up the court when Ellie's not out there or vice versa. And so I know she'll be happy to have her back. As far as trying to be a defensive juggernaut, she is definitely lightning in a bottle. And so while these other teams that I've talked about earlier have very good guard play, she's a very good on-the-ball defender. And we've got a couple of those. And so that's been a good equalizer for us this year when, you know, some of the programs that we've played, when I've switched Ellie onto their primary ball handler, when they were starting to heat up a little bit, changed the tone of the game. And so we'll be excited to have her back when she's fully healthy. I think her ankle and what she was dealing with, I saw, looked good to me today. And now it's just, you know, illness is creeping through the team uh-huh. right now. It's going through, you know, the community. And so, you know, getting over the head colds and things of that nature, it's, you know, the next step.
Well, I think certainly everyone's kind of going through it right now with the change in weather, right? And January weather, and of course it's going to get colder again next week, I'm sure. So certainly something to battle through, but appreciate you joining me here today. Good luck tomorrow. I believe that game is against South Spencer tomorrow, correct? It is at home against South Spencer. Now you said that'll be a varsity only contest.
It's going to be a varsity only okay. contest.
Do you know if it's going to stay at 7 o'clock Central Time or if it's going to move up?
Coach Shank is working on that right now.
Okay.
And he'll let us know, but you know, it's awful late in the day to
oh, yeah.
find out. We're not going to have enough players for JV, but things happen. So
tomorrow, South Spencer, right here at North Posey High School. We'll have the call on that one, I'm sure, 98.9 WPIW, as Chris Moreland will have the call of that one. But good luck tomorrow and the rest of the way for the regular season, and I'm sure we'll talk again before sectionals.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you very much.
So that's Coach Kevin Cole. We'll go ahead and take a break, come back on, and be joined by Coach Rusty Seymour. You're listening to North Posey Basketball Coaches Show live on 98.9 WPIW.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With 3 locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5x12 feet, 10x12 feet, and massive 12x35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
It's truck month at Expressway Jeep. We have a huge selection of fresh off-lease Ram trucks, like a 22 Ram Bighorn Night Edition 4x4, only $33,555, or a 22 Ram Bighorn 4x4 for only $34,775, or a 21 Ram Bighorn Night Edition 4x4, only $33,675. Big selection, all sale price, you will save thousands during truck month at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 document fee. Excludes previous offer. See dealer for details.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
At Nick's Industrial, culture is what sets us apart from any other organization in the industry. Our people are not only our greatest asset, we are family. Our people have a mindset of determination for wins, but still believe in staying humble along the way. We all believe in continuous education and put ongoing effort to better ourselves as well as the company. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full-service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean. It deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or a product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Feel that chill? It's your reminder to make sure your furnace is working properly. That means it's time to contact Becker Heating and Air. Save some dough and ask Brad about their Posey County Furnace Service Special. Brad's your go-to expert with 27 years experience servicing and diagnosing all grands. Call soon and schedule your Posey County Service Special with Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, located on Main Street in Wadesville. Call 812-499-1324.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company.
And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey Spirit Wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
Welcome back to the North Posey Basketball Coaches Show, live from North Posey High School. Jordan Fisher here for 98.9 WPIW, your home for North Posey Vikings athletics. Joined by head coach Rusty Seymour of the boys basketball team. Just got done talking with coach Kevin Kolb for the girls team. Kind of highlighted there. End of the season, into postseason action. Kind of feels crazy that they're already at the sectionals. Always feels like basketball season always flies by. And, well, your guys' schedule, it's certainly moving through, but you still got a good amount of games left coming up for the boys basketball team. Your next one's Wednesday against Mount Vernon. Of course, a rivalry game, a big one there. But let's talk about your previous week. You had the tough loss against Forest Park, 59-48. I think that game was a little closer than what the score indicated. And then you guys fell at South Spencer on the 23rd, 37-33, in what was a very low-scoring affair where it seems, as far as from the outsider's perspective, offense was a bit of a struggle that night.
Yeah, it was. You know, I'll start with Forest Park. Forest Park, we know we had them here. I thought we honestly played them pretty well. Had the lead at the end of the first quarter. I think they edged us out in the second quarter, maybe had a few point lead there to half, and kind of went on a bad spurt. We let the Burger Kid hit three threes in a row, just kind of lost him in transition, and that was the difference in the game. Ended up losing by 11, but it was close. It was 6-7 points pretty much the rest of the way, and then, you know, free throws at the end of a game usually will get them some separation when you're having a foul. But all in all, I thought the boys, you know, did a pretty good job. Versus Forest Park being a conference opponent, sectional opponent, and, you know, ranked in the state, I believe, right now they are. So, you know, was a good challenge for them. I thought they stepped up and did a good job. And then we went to South Spencer, and I thought we did equally as bad a job. So, playing on a Thursday, that kind of got switched up. South Spencer asked us to move it to Thursday because they were playing at the Hoosier Gym on Saturday morning. So, we moved that date for them, and, you know, kind of to Coach Kolb's point, we just didn't get off the bus. Scored 33 points, and we talked off air, but we were 2 of 16 from the three-point line, and we missed 15 layups or short bunnies there around the rim. So just not a great shooting night. You know, I think the effort and everything was there from the boys, and, you know, we're fighting some injuries and a little sickness as well, and I think – all of that combined, it just ended up not being a great night for us offensively. So, you know, 37 points defensively, we'll take that every night. I think we'll win most games if we keep teams in the 30s. So, you know, defensive-wise, I wasn't upset. We just couldn't put the ball in the basket.
And sometimes you just kind of have those nights, and it can be frustrating, especially as, like you said, 15 missed layups. I mean, that's just – it's an uncommon type of stat there. And it's one of those things where – it feels like there's literally a lid on the basket sometimes, and you just kind of have to feel helpless, I would think, from the sideline, knowing that you're drawing up the right calls and it's creating the right shot opportunities and it's just not dropping.
Yeah, and I thought we did a good job, you know, having the right plays, and we knew what we wanted to do to attack them because, again, it's another sectional opponent and another conference opponent for us. And, you know, we had a game plan in place, and the boys were getting the shots that we wanted. It just, you know, like you said, there was just seemed to be a lid on the basket. I think Peyton here got his first varsity start, and he came out, drove by his guy the first two possessions and missed both layups. Luckily, he was able to get an offensive rebound and put it right back. But, you know, it's just kind of the way the night went for us. He wasn't the only one. I mean, we had 15 of them that rattled around. So just had to do a better job of executing and finishing around the rim. And, you know, that's kind of been our focus this week and over the weekend.
I was going to say, so now that you move forward, you have a couple home games coming up against Mount Vernon and then Princeton on Saturday the 1st. That's kind of your next week ahead. You guys will play Evansville Day School again on February the 5th, as far as a home game goes. But it's one of those things where when you come out of a bad slump like this, there are still positives to draw from it. And that's something you can still build on. And one of those things was that, for the most part, you guys were executing up until it was putting the ball in the basket, which obviously is a big part of it. But there are some things that sounds like that were working for you at South Spencer and against Forest Park that it just didn't play out that way, and you could maybe utilize that against Mount Vernon on Wednesday.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're not jumping off the ship just yet. Like, we're going to ride this thing out, and we're just going to do a better job and get a bunch of shots up in practice. And, you know, being here is going to help the next three games. You know, we'll be shooting on our home floor and home baskets. So that typically helps every team. So, you know, we'll keep working. We're going to keep grinding. I think we have 9 games left in the season, so we still got a little bit of ways to go. So, you know, we're going to keep working. We're going to keep climbing that ladder. You know, that's what I preach to the boys, is we want to take the next step every single game and continue to improve. And we're all working for March. So, you know, typically in a season, you'll win a game that you're not supposed to. You lose a game that you're not supposed to. We're hoping that that just happened to us, and we'll fix it and move on.
Well, certainly it's – I was looking at your schedule, and it's not a trend you, I think, would love as a coach, but you have had a couple times this year where you've lost back-to-back games. You opened up with losses against Central and Washington, but you bounced back with 3 straight wins. Then you lose 2 against Heritage Hills and Modern Day, and you bounce back with 2 straight wins. Then you lose these 2 here, and now you have a chance to maybe bounce back with 2 straight wins against 2 very good opponents. And I think it's just one of those things where, as the season goes on, of course, you want to try to eliminate the losing streaks, but – your team has shown resolve and been able to bounce back through adversity.
Oh, absolutely. You know, people, when they ask how the season's going, things like that, I never have any complaints about effort, attitude coming from the boys. You know, they show up every day, usually in good spirits, working hard, doing the things that we're asking them to do, at least to the best of their ability. And, you know, we do have and show signs of bouncing back. And, you know, that's good. We would just like to make this thing a little more consistent. I think that's probably one of our biggest issues, is consistency right now. So, you know, that's our focus. That's what we're going to try to clean up here by the for the month of February and going into that sectional.
So when you look through the weeds kind of those last couple losses, and of course shot making is a big one, that's obvious that you have to make more shots. But what are you finding as far as either from an individual player or maybe – something you're seeing on the court that you really like, that you want to try to build on going into this game against Mount Vernon?
Yeah, I don't necessarily have the numbers. I think Coach Kolb said he had something like 15 assists or something that they were averaging. You know, and I do have to compliment the boys. I thought we've shared the ball a little bit better. You know, we have a pretty dynamic player in Austin Schmidt, and he's going to be the leading scorer and probably take a majority of the shots. You know, when you got a player like that, he's looking to score, and guys are looking to get him the ball to help put the ball in the basket. So he's done a really good job, especially at the beginning of games, of looking for Braden, looking for back cuts, and, you know, doing his part to share the ball a little bit. So, you know, getting other guys involved is huge for us. And, you know, we're going to kind of get the boys to continue to look for that. Sharing the ball is going to help, especially if we can get 3-4 guys in double figures in a game. Obviously, that score is going to be where we want it, in the 40s and 50s, and hopefully the defense holds up and get us a few more wins.
So as far as Mount Vernon goes specifically, what have you seen from them on film? Because that'll be the second time you guys play them. You guys won on a buzzer beater back on December the 6th. What have you seen either from that game or throughout the rest of their games from the film that you can expect for Wednesday night?
You know, they're not playing bad. They just had the Carmi tournament over there this last week where they played, I think it was Monday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And they play a couple, you know, they've had a day school in there. I think they won by 10, probably not the result Joe wanted, but, you know, they're still executing, playing well. They play hard, and they're aggressive. And, you know, those are things that we're going to prepare for. When we went down there and played them earlier this year, they were a lot of ball pressure in passing lanes, trying to just disrupt everything we were trying to do. So we're going to do a better job of executing and making sure our boys are ready to handle the ball and make sure that that pressure doesn't affect us.
Well, and actually going to go back a little bit on the final question here, but you talk about the aggressiveness. Princeton also plays very aggressively. Mm-hmm. So you got a couple teams coming up that are going to test your team as far as taking care of the basketball. I know that's something we talked about last week, taking care of the basketball. How do you – does that give you sort of any, I guess, confidence or – maybe some sort of a mental advantage knowing, hey, we're going to have one game followed by another game that's going to be two very tough, aggressive teams that's really going to show what your team's made of?
Yeah, I mean, I think it does give them a little bit of confidence. And we've also already played Princeton. We played them in the Toyota mm-hmm. Classic, and I think that was a 9-point loss for us. But, again, we were in it till the end and free throws. It was, you know, 4, 5, 6-point game until we start fouling there. But, you know, it does build confidence. I think being familiar with the team helps a lot. I mean, our boys know their boys know our boys, and, you know, that helps a little bit too. So having already played them, knowing some of the sets and some of the things that they're going to do and try to do, I think does build a little bit of confidence inside their heads. So we're hoping it pays off for us.
Well, I appreciate it, Coach. Thanks for joining me here today. Once again, good luck on Wednesday. Chris Brolin will have the call of that one. I think we'll be video streaming it as well for people if you want to watch it on IHSA TV. But also, Chris Brolin will have the call on 98.9 WPIW. That should be a fun atmosphere. Hopefully, crowd shows out well for the county rivalry game. And certainly hoping for a very good atmosphere on Wednesday night.
Yeah, I think it will be. You know, we're going to encourage everybody to come out. I know it's not a typical game day. Usually they're Tuesday, Fridays, and Saturdays. But with the snow makeup, this was the only spot we could put them. So we're going to try to get everybody out and fill the gym up. So
certainly would be nice for it to be a Saturday game, right?
Yes.
But I don't think you can get that right now.
No.
Can't be picky, but certainly they're going to play a second game this year. And the first one came down to the wire. I'm sure for your sake, you're hoping maybe it's not as much down to the wire, but maybe still getting a victory.
Yeah, you know, building a little bit of a cushion would be nice. Yeah.
Anyway, that's Coach Rusty Seymour. Thanks again for joining me. This will wrap up the North Posey Basketball Coaches Show. We'll be probably talking again next week, I would think, on Monday. We'll get together, me, you, and Coach Colb, and find out what day works best. But we'll preview the girls' sectional when they actually get there, and then again wrap up the week between Mount Vernon and Princeton for the boys team. But this has been Jordan Fisher signing off. Thanks for listening here on 98.9 WPIW.
You've been listening to North Posey Vikings basketball on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. Stay up to date with North Posey Sports on your home of the Vikings, 98.9 WPIW.